It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Savannah is the oldest city in the state of Georgia. It was the state's first capital city, and its mixture of history and southern charm attracts a number of visitors each year. One recent visitor was our very own Elaine LaBaum, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. She's here to tell us about the charms and southern comfort to be found in Savannah. New Girl, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Good to see you, Paul.
All right. Elaine, you found Savannah to be the belle of the South, and as such, a popular destination for visitors. Is it worth a visit during the summer travel season?
You know, I would say yes. And goodness knows it's busy. A lot of people travel.
Well, if you don't mind my jumping in, goodness knows it's going to be hot this time of year, isn't it?
It is hot. But you know what that means is that the trees are lush. The Spanish moss is just, you know, draped everywhere. And flowers
sweat
are in bloom.
Sweat is draped everywhere.
Oh, think positive, Paul. Come on. Well, yeah, a little bit sweat.
I'm just trying to be devil's advocate here because I can hear people saying, we all like being warmer, especially after this winter. But I mean, I've been to Georgia in October and I was sweating, and I can't even imagine what it's like in July.
Yeah, there's no denying it was hot. But there are a heck of a lot of trees, especially in that central district, which a lot of people are going to spend time, you know, walking around and whatnot. So there's a lot of cover from the shade. And what it did make us do is that we got an early start in the mornings and we're out late at night, and that's not a bad plan. And then in the middle of the day, you know, you find a pool to jump into or you do something, you get that sweet tea and you just sit in the shade. Ooh. My man, that's what you do.
Okay.
So there are certainly ways around it, but it's a real charmer of the city. I mean, you know, the food and just the people, and I'd say go now. I mean, we had a ball.
Savannah's storied squares seem to be at the heart of any conversation about the city. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And let me say this. There are 22 squares, these historic squares. They're all very close together. And while you can take, you know, a trolley tour or a horse-drawn carriage tour, whatever, to get around, there's no beating actually walking through, you know, 6, 8, 10, whatever your energy allows. I mean, they're a couple blocks away from each other. They're absolutely gorgeous. It was just the way that James Oglethorpe laid out the city. It's called the Oglethorpe Plan. And so the main squares, the older, more beautiful ones are along Bull Street. That's the main drag there in the city center. And just a couple I'll mention. Johnson Square was absolutely terrific. It's got this, you know, big monument to it. Revolutionary War general. Wright Square, another beautiful one, another big, you know, marble monument at its center. You have all of these trees and magnolias and live oak and, you know, again, dripping with the Spanish moss. Orleans Square has this great German-American fountain, as it's known. Chippewa Square, this is the one that was featured in Forrest Gump, where he's sitting on the bench waiting for the bus to take him to Jenny.
I did not know that.
Yes. So, you know, some of the early scenes in the movie were filmed there. You know, Madison and Monterey Squares, these are the ones that have absolutely gorgeous buildings around them, you know, brightly painted colors, you know, pink, orange, whatnot. Forsyth Park, it's one of the oldest parks in the South. I believe it was the oldest recreational park in Savannah. It has this amazing fountain at its center, very European in feel, you know, the god and goddesses and whatnot. And anyway, so you just walk around these different squares. You make a morning out of it. And then what you do is you wind up at this place called City Market, where there's a pizzeria called Vinnie Van Gogh's. How's that for a good name?
You always work in the food.
Let me tell you, you know
what? Do
people
in Georgia know how to make a pizza?
Well, that's just it. These guys must be New Yorkers or something. No, sorry, Georgians, I'm not picking on you here. But we're talking thin slices that were unbelievable. Mm. I mean, a slice is a meal, so wind up there. So yeah, the squares are all that, and that's really going to be sort of the centerpiece of your visit to Savannah.
Wow. We're talking with Elaine LaBaum. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. She is our travel correspondent. And art and history, or perhaps it's art history, that defines Savannah. Fill us in.
Well, you know, yeah, there's a couple of things that you don't want to miss. There is a museum. It's also like one of the oldest museums in the South, called the Telfair Museum. And it has three separate facilities. It has this, you know, it's at this Telfair mansion, has a lot of great old European and American art. But for me, the one that was awesome there, excuse me, was the Jepson Center. This is a modern building. The internationally acclaimed architect Moshe Safdie designed it, and they have rotating exhibits. They have one right now on Marilyn Monroe that features photography from some of the best photographers in the U.S. and around the world of Marilyn. Stunning exhibit. Lots of great rotating exhibits at the Telfair. You don't want to miss that. And the other place that's so sweet historical is the birthplace of Juliet Gordon Lowe. Remember her? Know who she is?
You got me stumped. Oh. You stumped the
and
band.
You're so good at histories.
I know.
Founder of the Girl Scouts of America.
I should have known that.
Yeah, shut up. Anyway, her house. This was a woman who was ostensibly middle class. I mean, if this was middle class, goodness me, the place is just amazing. Still has a lot of original, you know, mid-1800s furnishings and whatnot. So just going through her house and hearing the stories about her and the founding of the Girl Scouts and whatnot. And, of course, you're bound to see tons of Girl Scouts there for the various tours and all around the gardens and whatnot. But lots of historic homes. You know, the Isaiah Davenport House and going through the, you know, they have got this great cathedral, Cathedral of St. John the Baptist, I believe it is. Lots of great old buildings and a lot of them, you know, interspersed with wonderful art, too.
Like so many cities making up top 10 lists, Savannah's food scene, and we know all about top 10 lists here in Pittsburgh, right?
Yes.
I think we're on all of them.
We kind of own them.
Savannah's food scene has really exploded, although it hasn't forgotten its past and what made it special. What topped your foodie list?
Well, I think
we mentioned the pizza.
The pizza, but you know where I'm going with this. Barbecue. You know I'm like a barbecue fiend. There is a place.
I guess that makes sense.
Oh, man. Wiley's Championship Barbecue. And the main dish on the menu, it's called Redneck Nachos. I did not make that up. House-made potato chips, pulled pork, jalapenos, queso fresco, the Mexican cheese, and this amazing house-made sauce. You order the large, you don't. They have a small and a large. Who the heck would walk in there and order small? The dish is amazing. You go to Wiley's, you order the redneck nachos. You go to the public kitchen, you order shrimp and grits. Arguably the best shrimp and grits I have ever had. It was an amazing dish. Folks had tipped me to this, and they were absolutely right on that one. Another place that was awesome, Alligator Soul. Yes, they do serve alligator. It's absolutely delicious. It's like a light chicken bite. Almost.
Alligator.
Alligator. I was surprised. I also ate elk while I was there. New girl getting adventurous.
As long as the alligator doesn't bite back.
No, it was all good. And then you wrap it up at Leopold's Ice Cream. This place is a soda fountain like 100 years old. Man, they had some good caramel swirl ice cream. That's the place.
All right. Where is the best place to stay? Do we book a room in the heart of the action or do we stay a bit removed?
Here's what you do. You go to the Western Savannah Harbor. There's this teeny tiny little island in the Savannah River. You can look back onto the city center. It's this great property. You know, everything you'd want to do, tennis, golf, great big old pool to cool off in the middle of the day. But and then they've got this ferry that takes you into downtown Savannah that runs every 20 minutes. It's a 5-minute ride. Love the idea of staying just a little bit removed, but being close to the heart of the action.
And leave us now with your best insider tip.
Okay, my best insider tip is actually outside of Savannah, and that is to go to the Golden Isles. They're about an hour and a half away from Savannah, several isles on the Atlantic Ocean. We chose Jekyll Island, stayed at this very old property, the Jekyll Island Club Hotel, that's been there for years and years.
Is there a Hyde Island as well?
A Hyde Island?
Yeah, Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh.
You didn't see that coming?
I did not, doggone it. You got me there.
All right.
I don't think there is, but let me tell you, this property, it was founded originally as a hunt club, as it were, by J.P. Morgan, Pulitzers, Rockefellers, folks like that. Now it's just a hotel for mere mortals like you and me, and a great beach there, great bike riding. It was just a terrific place to spend a couple days. A beach with absolutely nobody on it. Loved that. So that's what you do. You spend a few days in Savannah, and then you go to the Golden Isle, spend a couple days there, Jekyll Island. That's the place.
Sounds lovely. Elaine LaBaume is our travel correspondent. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. As always, Elaine, a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
And speaking of vacations, we will be taking one. Tomorrow, Josh Rollerson will be in the host seat, and then Essential Pittsburgh is on hiatus for the following week. Next week, we're back live on July 21st. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Take care, everyone.